My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So what do you think? You want to keep the stadium in downtown? You want to move out to Brook Park and probably have a land swap maybe? There's a lot I just kind of flippantly said right there, wasn't there?
What do you think of when you hear the term land swap? That seems so old-fashioned.
It does. It seems that I'm going to go with a basket of vegetables, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to meet at a table here, and then we will drink mead over it, and that's what that's what's going
to
happen.
To the box office with a goat and go, 2 tickets, please.
Yes.
Load up the Conestoga wagon, and here we go.
That's how it should be done. It should be somewhere in the charter. You have to do the covered wagon, and you have to go on over there.
We're
going to
test you
meet.
For typhoid, though.
Yes. Just don't get the dysentery. It ruins the whole game. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to do that. 216-474-0092. Dan and Amherst, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay, Dan. Go right on ahead.
Okay, I believe the gentleman is out of his league, and he's basically offended that it didn't come to him first. I believe when he used the term me and my, tells you where that gentleman is
offended.
At.
Offended? Well, that's a strong word to use, offended. I think he was maybe taken aback, but remember, let me say this here, Dan. On his behalf, he's not negotiating for this, so there could have been a point where he just got shut off, or the city might have just got shut off, or the city shut out the Browns, and the Browns go, okay, we'll just release this, and away we go. He might not be privy to all that stuff.
Well, you can see his ego got in the way.
He's a politician. I mean, politicians have egos.
Yeah, in that rendering he's talking about, it was made by a guy 40 years ago, and he's now 85. Channel 3 News did a story on the guy.
Oh, wait, are you talking about the guy?
No, this is not the same
thing. Oh, Dan, that can't be the same. That can't be the same rendering he's talking about. There's no way anybody would go to the media with that rendering. The guy who put it out in the lake?
Yeah,
no.
The guy who said put it out in the lake.
No, if it is,
no,
then...
that's the only rendering of a new stadium plan since 31.
I imagine one of the two things, Dan, and thank you very much for the call. Either he was talking about the one with basically the nameless gray buildings and the land bridge that was there that doesn't really show much. It just looks like it was made out of clay or cardboard boxes.
Well,
or the other
know.
One would be something that we haven't even seen
right.
yet, is
we
what
don't
I'm
know
thinking.
If the public has seen a rendering or there's been renderings somewhere else.
No offense to the guy that tried to put the thing out on the lake. I don't mean anything nasty about this, but what I'm about to say, erase the phrase. If he's going off of that, the city of Cleveland's in a hell of a lot more trouble than just stadium stuff. If that was what he was referencing there, we better bend over and kiss our asses goodbye.
I tell you just now, I am seeing a ton of reaction on social media, as always brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And I'll just sum it all up. politician equals bad. Everybody is ripping him for coming on. And his job, I mean, you got to remember what his job is. His job is to not just take up for the county. He's a city council president. So he has constituents. He has, remember, it is estimated, and I had this yesterday on my social media account, and I retweeted, Joe Lowell used to be at the station, and he had a breakdown of the finances for the city. But he estimated that $5 million per year, when you bring in the income tax of all the athletes that play in Cleveland, any of the performers, when you bring in the admissions taxes, the city gets about $5 million a year from all of that net after what they pay out and, you know, police and all that. So at the very least, if they move the Browns, that's $5,000 less that they're getting a year. This is a city that cannot have $5 million taken away.
Yeah.
So understand, at least at the bare minimum, that's what a city council president would be saying. Like, yeah, if you guys take the Browns, we're out $5 million a year. This city, can you imagine already at what it would appear sometimes the deficits we're running at?
Yeah, so you got to
take away $5 million.
You got to fight for it. By
so
the way,
he's going to come on and make a case.
Yeah, and we are kind of notorious for those taxes. I remember Jeff Saturday took the city to court. Former Colts head coach Jeff Saturday took the city to court at one point over it. Todd in Ward 1. You're next up on the Fan.
Okay, so the city might be out for $5 million, but how much of that $5 million is spent on maintaining the stadium and giving much too sweet deals to the Browns in order to be there? Blaine Griffin is a publicly elected, taxpayer-funded employee. It is a big part of his responsibility to negotiate in public. And when I hear him say that, it puts his character in question. The Browns, the city of Cleveland, and Brook Park, if it happens this way, to work out a deal so that maybe that same stadium that's going to be in Brook Park could be moved over some, parking included, and part of it being Brook Park and part of it still being Cleveland, readjust the street, readjust the rail, and then Cleveland could still stand to make more money because they could put entities just on the edge or on the property that will give more money to the city of Cleveland, and Brook Park would still stand to make some money.
Well, and Todd, it is a major issue where, and this is why you can't just go, well, they'll put it in Streetsboro in Portage County, or they'll put it in Geauga County. You can't really do that. Well, you
that's
have
not
to.
What I'm saying.
I know that, but what I'm pointing out, what he's pointing out, is that if there was a land swap of some sort, or I don't think you can annex incorporated land, but I'm not really in on the State House Bureau. Lima is. They don't really have the infrastructure to provide what's necessary for stadium events all the time, not just football games. It's like, okay, what are you going to do with concerts? What are you going to do with this and that? Can you always lease that out to other entities?
If the mayor of Brook Park blows this deal, he's going to be run out of the state of Ohio. They stand to make a whole bunch of dough if they go ahead and get this done.
He knows that.
And the city of Cleveland can make a whole bunch of dough, too, if they go along with it, and the county, if they put the things that they need to put around it that are in Cleveland for the benefit of Cleveland. And the county's going to make money anyway and do what they were been saying the entirety of my life.
Todd,
build up the lakefront.
Todd, your connection's getting scratchy. Thank you very much for the call. It was getting scratchy a bit. I understand. Good, strong stuff there.
I am
strong stuff.
I just blown away. Like, it could have been any politician that we had on. The favorability, or I should say lack thereof, for politicians in general, unless they're yours. Isn't that interesting? We always reelect our own, but we hate...
I'm not really like
we
that.
We hate every single other one.
I'm
just saying, the numbers show that. It's the first thing you learn in any political science class. Like, people will vote their own politician every single time, but all the rest are crooks, and they're no character and ego. Like, it is hilarious how we function as voters.
Oh, gosh, who was the one?
We always vote for our own guys.
Spiro Agnew.
No. There was a newspaper man. He's always on the Ken Burns baseball documentaries, and he mentioned the same thing. He goes, yeah, all your congressmen. Oh, that guy's a snake. Well, what about yours? He's a good guy. I saw him at a fair. Yeah, that's kind of how it works.
Kind of sounds like two guys who just went to a fundraiser and they go, what about this coach? And go, my coach is pretty good.
He's like ours right now.
These two guys went to a fundraiser.
Yeah.
We're in the pocket. It's That's how it works.
Well, at least it's out there in public.
I've never said I'm not for sale.
Mary Kay Cabot tweeting moments ago, Browns defensive tackle Mike Hall Jr. is in the building at Cross Country Mortgage Campus this morning.
Okay. And so we will follow up with that. We will follow up with that.
Oh, boy, the responses.
Okay. We will follow up with that tomorrow. We are back tomorrow, 6 to 10. Mary Kay will join us at 8:20. Have a wonderful day, my friends. And go Guardians.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.